This is Jen McClung, and you are listening to KHOI 89.1 FM, Story City Ames.
Welcome to Local Talk on KHOI Community Radio, where we will explore the people, stories, and events in Central Iowa. I am Mike Metz, sitting in as your host for this hour-long program with engineer Mike Murphy and Anna Magnuson. Also, Pat Schlierbaum is here this morning, so good morning to you all, folks. Tomorrow, the 11th of November, is a sacred day for us as we observe Veterans Day and remember and honor those who have served. However, because the precautions we must take due to the COVID-19 pandemic, ceremonies held will be different than in years past. Our first guests this morning are State Senator, Senator Herman Kurmbach from Ames Patriotic Council. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
And we also have with us your speaker for the event, Colonel Michael One, who will be the speaker for the Veterans Day event. Senator, Colonel, it's really a pleasure to welcome you to Local Talk, and thank you both for your service to our country. Colonel One, please share with our
listeners. Great honor.
Yes. Colonel, would you please share with our listeners a bit about yourself and what Veterans Day means to you?
Well, yes, thank you very much, and good morning to everybody and to your listeners. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on the radio program with you this morning. I've been in the Iowa National Guard going on 30 years, and I like to mention that this year is a little bit of a bittersweet Veterans Day for me. This will be my last Veterans Day in uniform. I'll be retiring in May. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you start to think about what it really means to be a veteran as you approach that stage of your life where you retire from the military. And I've grown up around veterans my entire life, within my family, within my community, and they've always just had a very, very strong influence on me and obviously encouraging me to serve. And I just really respect the contributions that they make, not only when they serve in uniform, but also the contributions that they make when they come back from military service and continue to serve in their communities in a variety of ways. And so I think veterans really are a cornerstone of our communities, of our state and our nation, and they make significant contributions to our country.
Thank you for those words. I know there are some individuals who either for one reason or another could not serve as a member of the military, being a veteran, but I know some of them also have served our country in other ways. But Veterans Day and the veterans and what they have sacrificed for our country is extremely important. And before I go on, I want to also thank Pat Schlierbaum here because he too is a veteran, and thank him for his service as well. Thanks, Pat.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Senator Kurmbach, can you talk about what's going to happen tomorrow during the Veterans Day event?
Sure. As you mentioned, we are not going to be able to gather in person as we usually do, but we do have a presentation prepared, and that presentation will be premiered via Facebook and also by the Ames Patriotic Council's website. So let me give you the connections, the URLs. If you go to www.facebook.com, okay, www.facebook.com. Most people know how to get to Facebook these days, even I do.
Okay.
And then you go, you search for Ames Patriotic Council, all one word, no spaces, Ames Patriotic Council. And that will take you to the Facebook page where we will have the video up, and it'll be running at the traditional hour tomorrow. Veterans Day is November 11th, and it's at 11 a.m., the traditional hour. The other way to get access to the video is if you go to the AmesPatrioticCouncil.org website, all right, AmesPatrioticCouncil.org. It'll also be available by link through there. The Ames Patriotic Council is a local organization here. It's actually an organization of organizations. So the American Legion, the VFW, other veterans groups are members of the organization, but also my Noon Kiwanis Club, the Rotary, Daughters of American Revolution, a whole bunch of other groups. We all come together to sponsor Veterans Day and Memorial Day ceremonies, or in this case, at least a video presentation.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that information, and we'll be sure to have that available for our listeners. If I could have the two of you just share one last thought before we go on to our next segment. We'll start with you, Colonel.
Okay. Just a thought about Veterans Day?
Just a thought, something that's on your mind currently concerning Veterans Day, that would be great.
Yeah, well, I appreciate, again, you guys putting this together. And I guess the thing that I'm thinking about the most is, even in this time of COVID, I really appreciate what the Ames Patriotic Council is doing to make sure that we pause to remember Veterans Day, that we don't just skip over it. And it you know, we miss it just because of all the restrictions of COVID. And so the fact that they're putting together a program and taking the time to make sure that veterans are recognized, you know, I think they're sending out cards and that sort of thing to the veterans in the community. And the Ames community does it better than just about any community in Iowa as far as making sure to recognize our veterans and our currently serving service members. And the contributions that they make to support veterans and military members are really, really remarkable. And, you know, so it's great that they're putting this together. And I just think we're so blessed here in Iowa to have such great support for our Iowa National Guard and for the military from our communities. And it really makes a difference to those of us who serve, knowing that our communities are behind us. So once again, thank you. And it's a privilege to be with you this morning.
Thank you. And Senator, a last word from you.
Well, we're so very pleased to have Colonel One joining us. I didn't know that he was on the edge of retirement, so we congratulate him for his career. Glad we could get him before he, old soldiers fade away a little bit, but glad to have him.
Thank you.
You know, we just went through an election season where we are going to have a peaceful transfer of power. We're able to do that. We're able to have a democracy where we settle disagreements through elections and debate and all of those good things because we have people who are willing to serve, willing to step up, willing to wear the uniform, willing to keep us safe, as the Colonel has done. He has served in about a half a dozen different countries on deployment. He didn't mention that about his background, but it's really quite impressive. And all the veterans who've served our community, we need to remember them every day. They have made it possible for us to have a peaceful and democratic society. And I need to mention one other thing. We are premiering the video at 11 o'clock tomorrow. But that video will be up on the webpage and our Facebook page for people. If you can't tune in at 11 a.m., it will be there all week and probably for the next couple of weeks. So please take the time to witness the presentation. We have others participating, including the Ames Concert Chorale, which will be singing the national anthem. I gather that they are really quite spectacular.
Well, thank you, Senator. Thank you, Colonel. And in your words, I agree that no matter what our different views are, we can really rally around the veterans for the service that they have provided for our safety and future for this country. I think that's one thing that we can all agree upon. Thanks again, and we will be sure to observe not only tomorrow, but throughout the year, our thanks for our veterans. And now let's go to the break.
Over there, over there, send the word over there.
that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, the drums rum coming everywhere. So prepare, say a prayer.
And now let's take the necessary COVID-19 safety precautions as we all bunch up to listen to this important message from our KHOI's Heart to Heart Top Banana, Anna.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much. And I wanted to thank Colonel Wine, Senator Kornbach, and Pat for your service to our country. And that's one of the things I love about Local Talk and KHOI is that it comes together to celebrate Veterans Day and all the celebrations from a local perspective, which is so important. So I encourage everybody, Anna Banana encourages you to support KHOI. You can call us at 515-292-2878, or you can call the studio. You can get Mike and Mike in the studio at 515-232-0365. But if you don't want to interrupt the program, go to the website at khoifm.org and use the donate link. It's a safe, secure way to donate. And again, KHOI is an important community asset. It brings people together, like Colonel One and Senator Kornbach, and all of us together in one room and one space. And that's what the magic of KHOI and community radio.
Thank you, Anna. And well, before we go to our next guest, I want to let Pat have a couple of minutes
well,
here.
Well, thank you, Matt. Mike. Yeah, this is Pat Schlarbaum. I try to do my part contributing to Local Talk from time to time. But I think we appreciate all that goes on here at 410 Douglas. And we got to realize that as non-commercial and essentially relying on the assistance of our community at this time to keep the lights on and keep the furnace humming and keep this station moving forward. It's been a good going on eight years, going to be nine, and it's somewhat of an experiment whether we can really pull this off. But so far, so good, particularly in the recent era of contributions to the station. And we just really want to emphasize that we've got to keep this opportunity to strengthen our community through this communication media of KHOI. So if you would like a basic membership, that's $60 annually or $5 a month. We really are trying to strive for sustainability where we can count ahead and have our yearly budget secure. So really consider that $250 sustaining membership if you could, and you can have that deducted from your credit card. There's ways to work with each participant. But one thing I learned early on in community radio, whether you can meet the thresholds of sustainability or a family membership at $100 or a basic membership at $60, or it's what you can share of your time and efforts. So it goes beyond money. We are a volunteer organization, so try to figure out a way to contribute to this KHOI airwaves of Central Iowa.
Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
You have an additional thing to talk about, the Pantorum sessions.
Okay, I was going to save that, but if you'd like to, yeah.
I think we'll just...
Well, why not?
Sure.
So we've secured two local bands for an opportunity to gather at C.Y. Stevens on November 18th. That's a Wednesday. We're going to open the doors about 6:30. There will be parameters honoring the COVID-19 restrictions. So about 30, 35 people will join the Prairie Lions, which is the reggae music that we're going to be featuring. It's a new band, and this kind of honors the tenets of what these Pantorum sessions have a long-standing musical outlay for the station here at 410 Douglas. But this will be Pantorum sessions south. But Ron Carson has really excelled in bringing in new talent. And this is, it's new, this group is new, Prairie Lions, but they've got some some good musical chops. It's going to be a great evening on November 18th. And then maybe later on I'll tell you more about November 21st, which will be the Stranger Than Fiction group.
Okay.
So go to the website, khoifm.org, or you can go to the C.Y. Stevens website, and that is center@iastate.edu/KHOI. And the tickets are $31.
Okay. And so, that's, we can mention that because that's for fundraising purposes.
That
here
is, yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, all the money will be essentially to keep the overhead and to assist C.Y. Stevens in their offering this. But, there's going to be some expenses. So that's why, to justify the $31 is okay. So it all pans out. It is a fundraising effort.
Do you want to go to your recording, or should we save that for later?
Well, you brought it up. Let's
play it.
Let's play it in. And some of these points will be re-emphasized.
Okay, thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
Well, you see, if this rhythm you have a patch, yellow man, mean it. And you see, after me, don't mean it.
KHOI Community Radio will hold two Pantorium Session concerts at C.Y. Stevens Auditorium as part of our annual fundraising campaign, From the Heart. Prairie Lions will perform on Wednesday, November 18th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. and Stranger Than Fiction will perform on Saturday, November 21st from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Doors will be open at 6:30 both nights for concert goers to C.Y. Stevens. Tickets for these fundraising events are $30 each and can be purchased at www.center.iastate.edu/KHOI/. Seating is limited to 30 people for each performance. COVID-19 protocols will be honored, including social distancing and masks will be required. Proceeds from the concerts will support KHOI Community Radio. KHOI also invites listeners to hear each concert broadcast live on the radio from 7 to 8 p.m. on November 18th and 21 at 89.1 FM or khoifm.org. KHOI also invites listeners to enjoy the live streams of the concerts that you can join virtually by visiting khoifm.org 30 minutes prior to showtime for the link. The on-air Pantorium Session concerts have been a long-standing tradition at KHOI, especially during membership drives. They feature local musicians before a live audience. The Pantorium Sessions have been sorely missed since the pandemic started. We have missed the community of musicians and music lovers who would come to KHOI thanks to Ron Carson. C.Y. Stevens is the most wonderful venue possible for bringing these concerts back to life in a COVID-safe manner. We are so excited and looking forward to reconnecting with everyone in person, on the air, and through the video stream. See you at Pantorium Sessions South at C.Y. Stevens Auditorium, November 18th and the 21st, for Prairie Lions and Stranger Than Fiction at C.Y. Stevens Auditorium. These concerts are generously supported by Wiedemeyer Landscaping. Thank you, Ruth and Dan.
A little reggae for Iowa. Early in the morning, it's great. It kind of gets your blood a-pumping. Thank you, Pat. Our next guest, I'd like to introduce Gavin Jerome. And before I turn the mic over to you, Gavin, I just want to ask one thing. What is the number one thing that a comedian needs to know when he's telling a joke? Timing.
He needs to know that he's
timing.
Funny. Timing. Yeah, there you go. You set me up. That was good. You've been holding that all morning.
Exactly.
I love it. I can be a good straight man too. I mean, I'm not. I don't care. It's good. I was just gonna say, know that you're funny. Yeah, that's the main thing that I need to know is that I'm funny. Sometimes that's hard to know.
Well, I'd like to welcome you as the instructor of the comedy class at Iowa State. So if you can just fill in, tell our listeners what you're all about, what your class is.
Excellent, Mike. Thank you for having me. And again, another welcome to the veterans. Tomorrow is a special day in my family. But I started teaching a comedy class for just regular folks in 1994. And one of my students in 2010 was a tenured economics professor at Iowa State University, and he was funny and phenomenal, and we stayed in touch, and somehow by the grace of God, Iowa State Honors Department decided it was a great idea to teach comedy, and Dr. Peter Arazem, who was a former city council member, hooked me up with these good folks at Iowa State, and it's been going since 2013. I teach honors kids how to use the tools of stand-up comedy to be more likable, more engaging, more fun and funnier. And it's been going like gangbusters ever since.
Oh, that sounds great. So can you describe what one of the routines would be as far as some of your class or course work for a student as they're in your class?
I sure can. In fact, our class is interesting. It's pass-fail. You have to get up at the M shop at the end of the semester, you have to do a 10-minute routine. If you get one laugh, you pass. If you get no laughs, you fail. It's a very easy benchmark to hit. But so far, we haven't had any students fail. They've been terrific. First thing we talk about is trying to improve your sense of humor. Mike, I think humor is a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it becomes. These are honors kids. They know math. They know science. They know a lot of stuff that I'll never have a comprehension of, but they have never exercised their humor muscle. And I teach them how to improve their sense of humor. I have people look for the laughs in their life. There's comedy everywhere you go. And that's the first exercise we do is look around, especially in this election time. Comedy just jumps out of the television and into your pocket.
Yeah, that's a great point that you made. Now, you mentioned the M Shop. For those KHOI listeners who aren't associated with Iowa State University and Memorial Union, what's the M Shop?
Great, great question. In the basement of the Memorial Union is a entertainment venue unlike any other. It's called the Maintenance Shop. It's been going since basically the dawn of time. I think cavemen played an acoustic set in the M Shop. But it is a beautiful room. They've been so supportive. And it's a venue where we pack, pre-COVID, we pack students in. And these young kids get on the stage, they get under the lights with sound like that. And it's an experience unlike any other. We've been having sold out shows basically since our third semester. So we've been blessed.
That's great. Yeah, I was at that very first. and it was.
I thought I saw you there.
Yeah, it was actually, that was the first rock group, those cavemen. So.
See, there you go. Wordplay is the lowest form of humor, Mike. But we talk about that
so
in
that'll
second
be a,
class.
That'll be good. A nup out of me, right? That's pun spelled backwards.
There you go.
I'm sorry, I'm upstaging you here, but
no, please do. It's not hard to do this early in the morning. Actually, I've had enough coffee.
Pat has to interrupt here.
I know why it's called the Maintenance Shop.
Yes,
it's because it was the maintenance shop for the Memorial Union, and I think it was the Freak Week of spring 1975 that they cleaned out the maintenance room and said, you know, we need a place for live music. You know, this was before KHOI even, you know, but that was the thinking that having a venue in the Memorial Union would be very helpful for student morale. And it has been.
It not
all
only
these generations, decades later.
Yeah, and as part of the decor, you know, of course, there is the stained glass, which makes it kind of a sacred place.
Yeah,
it is, and a lot of jokes are made about the stained glass.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to upstage you quite that much.
Please
but,
do.
You alluded to this a little bit, but what value do you see? You mentioned the political situation, but you know we're going through a pandemic. Folks have to socially, and I use this term in quotes because we say social distance, but I say physical distance. Socially, we still are trying to maintain some connectiveness. So how does comedy play into that?
I think humor and comedy are the most important survival skill a person can possess, especially in the face of a pandemic, in the face of a political, horrendous political cycle that we've had. If you don't laugh, you're going to cry. And so you have to find humor in tragedy. If you can laugh at it, you can live with it. That's one of the things I teach my kids. Comedy has a basis in truth. You take some truth and you twist it and find the humor. And it's long been a kind of safety net, so to speak, to deal with all this other stuff. And so it's been a good thing. And I like it when you say upstaging. I teach people that there is infinite amount of humor in the world. I like every bit of humor, so feel free to add it. It's not a competition. We celebrate humor, and upstage me all you want, my friend. It's my pleasure to share the mic with somebody that has a good sense of humor, especially in this time of crisis.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. Some of our listeners do know that I'm one of the hosts and producers of our Science Bites, which will air later this afternoon. We're actually extending it to from 4 to 5.
Nice.
We're going an additional 30 minutes, and we always try to add a little humor into our program. We scientists are not as dry as some folks think, and I think that's just a good way to make science fun for folks. So
you have to make it a little entertaining, and my partner in crime, Dr. Peter Rosam, is the funniest economist in the world. Now, people say economists can't be funny. Well, this guy is. He's hysterical. And granted, the bar is very low, Mike, for economists being funny. There's only one guy in, like, Finland who got a mild chortle at a luncheon. And so those are the only two that's even used humor in the economics realm.
That's great. Well, is there any last words that you can give to our listeners today to maybe brighten their day? It's a somewhat gloomy, but I'll tell you, I really am thankful for this rain. We need it. So what do we do to keep this from raining on our parade?
Oh, that's a great question. And here's my answer to that. Some things, Mike, are too serious to be taken seriously. If you walk around and look at the glass half empty, you're going to spend your whole life in a really bad mood. I don't even look at the glass half full. I look at the glass and say, who's been drinking my beer? You know, basically, somebody been stealing my glass. I had a full glass before I turned around. So it's a matter of perspective. And you can choose to have a humorous perspective. You can choose to let the rain make you grumpy. But like you said, people needed rain. I didn't need rain. I'm not a farmer or a bean sprout. I just as soon not have any rain. But it's a matter of perspective. Change your perspective this morning, and you'll add some laughs to your life.
You mentioned beer, and you need rain to grow that grain and make that brew. So I'm sorry. You depend on rain, too. That was a little poem.
You are a science guy. I can see the way you're mine. I like the way you think.
Yeah. Gavin.
And I'm excited to be a part of KHOI, and thank you for having me. Tune in on November 20th. We're going to have a special show, a comedy college hour of humor, fun, and mayhem on KHOI Community Talk Radio.
I was just going to ask you about that, so thank you for anticipating that. So, Gavin, we're gonna let you
see,
go
here. I was
here.
Trying to get that in before you talk me off.
Well, I'll see you. I upstaged you at the beginning. You got me in the end. So, well, I guess we're even. Thank you.
No problem, my friend.
Thanks, Gavin.
Thank you for having me. You guys have a great day. Happy Veterans Day.
Okay, we're going to take just a short, humorous music break here.
Just work your shoulders, snap your fingers, ball and all in the hall at the ball and all some more. Commence the dancing, commence the prancing, commence the dancing. How much you dancing, slide, slide, prancing. You do the tango, jiggle, the dances, hobble, wiggle. Hold the order and hold, hold the order, hold the order, hold the order, hold the order.
And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Local Talk on KHOI Radio. I am Mike Metz, your host for this hour. Thank you for listening in. And we just heard a clip from one of my favorite comedy groups, Laurel and Hardy, from their movie Way Out West, Commence to Dancin'. And they've got a skit to that that just cracks you up. Cracks me up, anyway. So we'd now like to welcome back Susan Guiasta from the City of Ames Public Relations Officer. Good morning, Susan.
Hi, Mike. Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah, and I see we've got a guest today. Keith, you're joining us today.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
And Susan, what should we be aware of as listeners today?
Well, tonight we do have a city council meeting. Once again, those are being done virtually, so you can check out the agenda. We always post the agenda to our website at cityofames.org. Go to Mayor and City Council, and you can see the most current agenda. Even though we do these virtually, there is an opportunity for everybody to get involved, and there's directions on how to do that. If you don't have an internet connection, you can phone into a council meeting and share your thoughts. One of the items that is on tonight's council meeting is the acceptance of the Miracle Playground. And that is a huge, huge, huge milestone. And I wanted Keith to come on and talk a little bit about how that project came to fruition. It is fabulous. I've walked through it. Keith's staff has been through it. I've seen a million pictures. I got to play on some of the equipment. It's just such a tremendous asset for this community.
Yeah, you know, I've driven by and I even walked by once, and as things were progressing, and for a while there it was like, gosh, how are people going to be able to use this? And now, wow, it's something. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I do want Keith to talk about one thing that somebody said to me the other day that I think Keith could address is why is the playground in the location? Because there's a wooded area nearby and isn't that dangerous? They've thought of everything. It's beautiful. It's safe, and I'll let Keith take it from here.
Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah. So just a couple of things. This whole project started in 2015 when Tricia Crane from New York Historic County asked me, how do we get an inclusive playground into the park system? 5 years later, we're going to transfer that equipment from the Ames Foundation tonight to the city. And it's been a long process, been a lot of people involved, and I could go through and probably spend 20 minutes thanking all the people that that have been involved, but really just want to say thanks to everybody that has been involved: Ames Foundation, the steering committee, all the donors, everybody that's had their hands in this, because a $2.3 million project that the Ames residents are going to be able to enjoy. And really, like Susan said, all ages, all abilities, it's going to be a great thing. in regards to the location, what we really looked at is one, where do we have space? Where do we have available parking? But we also, when we went into this, we really wanted to do something, according to Jim Mason, if anybody knows Jim, when he was on the committee. And one of the things that he mentioned right off the bat was we want this thing to be the coolest thing ever. And it is very good. We've had people share with us that have been to other playgrounds around the state and really think that this will be the crown jewel in Iowa, you know, for inclusive playgrounds. So we looked at, you know, how could we also look at the topography, and if you get into the playground once it's open and you start walking around, you can really see Snyder and Associates, who did the design, did a great job, you know, with that. There is a ravine, there is the woods, you know, right there. But we had a playground there before, and we're just replacing the smaller playground with a much larger playground. But one thing that we did put a fence along that northern edge. So that was one of the things that we heard. And throughout this whole process, what Susan had said, we really had a lot of conversations with a lot of different people. We talked with parents of children with disabilities. We talked to caregivers. We talked to ChildServe. We talked to, you know, the playground manufacturers who do this, you know, on a daily basis and try to figure out what is the best way. But one of the things that we heard is with autistic children, they tend to run, they get overstimulated. You know, that's why we put the fence there to keep, you know, people away from the ravine. And then there's some storm water, you know, north of the fence. So there is a little buffer too between on the fence in that ravine. But and I could keep going on, but Mike, I'm sure you may have some specific questions.
Yeah, I do have one that actually Susan kind of gave me the prompt for this, and is this, how do you keep people like Susan from playing on the equipment and not letting the folks do it? Or is this open essentially to anyone?
It is everybody, Mike. And one of the things that an inclusive playground does is when you go there, when you go to any playground, I think the first thing that pops into people's head is kids playing on the playground and so on. But this really is for everybody. Whether you have a child with a disability, whether you're able-bodied, or in some cases, you know, we heard from one person when we were going through the design, he was in a wheelchair, and that person made the comment that once he started going to inclusive playgrounds, he said it was the first time that he had ever been able to play with his child on a playground, and the first time that he was able to push his son down a slide. So it's you know, you think kids, but it's much broader than that, for everybody to be able to play. And no, if people want to go down a slide, any of our playgrounds, all ages, that's what we want. We want people to go out, be active, interact with your kids, your grandkids, whoever, and just have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, really, we're just older. We're all kids at heart. So that's great. Do we have photographs of you, Keith, testing this equipment out so we know it's safe?
Well, when we did some tours a while ago, and I don't have any photographs of that, but we can get some. But when we did a sneak peek tour in September, we actually walked everybody out to what's called Sliders Canyon, and you get out to the end and there's slides, and to get down to the bottom, I did encourage everybody, hey, let's everybody take a slide, and I led the way. And then, you know, some people took the slide, some people went back around, some people took, you know, other ways, climbers and stuff, you know, to get down to the bottom. But it's really one of the neat things that you'll see also when you go there is one of the things, again, talking to people is we really wanted to make sure that, children with disabilities or anybody in that matter, doesn't get overstimulated. Sometimes that can be an issue if there's a lot of children, a lot of people playing in one thing. And we have seen some other inclusive playgrounds that it's all kind of one piece. What we did is we broke it out into five different areas. So if you're in Sliders Canyon and it gets too busy, you can take a look and say, look, nobody's over in Spinner Squaw. Let's go over and play there for a while. Or let's go to Swing Alley or Mushroom Cove or Acorn Music Hall, and go to one of those different areas and get away some of the busyness.
Well, that was whoever planned that idea as far as breaking into the different areas, they didn't realize that they planned for the future. I mean, that's great for pods, for family pods to be able to use. More families can't use that area because you've got those different areas.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mike. And there's other things, you know, if you go on and on with the different things, but you'll see some of the equipment. There's a wiggle round is what it's called, and kind of like a merry-go-round, but it's flush with the surface. So somebody on a mobility device, wheelchair, can roll right onto that wiggle round and be able to participate in that activity and experience that. We have Sway of Fun, which is a rocker. It's like a little boat. That again, somebody on a mobility device can just go right onto it and rock with everybody else. And there's a number of other components, but a lot of thought, a lot of things, discussions gone into the design of that playground. And one thing we haven't talked about is the Miracle League field. You know, it's a baseball field. It's 125 feet from home plate to the outfield fence, which is very short. But we will be doing Miracle Leagues coming up, hopefully in the spring. Things get better, but we'll have, and it's for, children and individuals with disabilities. So in the mornings, we'll have some youth games, and after that, we'll have some adult games. We will have some other activities. We'll be talking to ChildServe, Mainstream Living, Friendship Arc Homes, Arc of Story County, Special Olympics, and getting them out there to use that field as well. And it's not just softball, baseball. There might be kickball. There might be wiffle ball. There might be other activities that happen. Trisha Crane with Arc of Story County, she mentioned one time, she said, I could see us moving our bocce league, to this field because it's a rubber surface. Right now they play it on grass and it eliminates some of the people with mobility devices that are able to play. So again, we'll be working with all of those groups to get them onto that field and really be able to utilize it. And Miracle League, one of their slogans is everybody should have the chance to play baseball or softball.
That's great,
and that's what it's for. So that's another component that you see out there as well.
Thank you, Keith. Susan, do we have anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to say regarding timeline. So today, the City Council will vote to accept the playground and park, and we wanted to celebrate, even though it's getting a little bit late in the season. But we are going to have a small celebration next Thursday at 4 p.m. The Ames Parks and Recreation Commission, the Ames City Council, and so many groups that have been involved will be invited. I believe there will be a bit of a bigger celebration in the spring. That's still being determined what that might look like. But we wanted to get in some recognition this fall. And there will be, even though our weather has changed a bit, we think there'll be some time to play yet this year.
Okay, that is great. So unless either of you have any final words,
I would just, Mike, add part of the ribbon cutting next Thursday, like Susan mentioned, we also renovated one restroom and built a new restroom out at Ines Grove Park as well. And the renovated restroom went from a male and female restroom to two gender neutral restrooms. And the new restroom, which will be close to the Miracle League field, just north of the tennis courts, that one also is two gender-neutral restrooms, but they also have two adult-sized changing tables in there. And
great.
And we had gone to ChildServe and took the architects out there and talked to their staff and found out what would they need for these to be usable when they bring their adult clients to the park. So that's two additional things. And I think that's the way we're going is transitioning to gender-neutral restrooms, but you'll see those when you're out there as well.
Okay. Thank you, Keith. And Susan, you have the last word?
I have nothing else. Have a great day.
Okay. Thank you.
Always, Mike. You know Susan well.
Yeah. Thank you both. Okay.
All right. Thank you much. Have a great day.
Thanks. Going to let your mind wander and figure out what that word was. So we're going to go to Anna Top of Heart to Heart Talk Banana as we all bunch up and listen to what she has to say. Hi, Anna.
Hi. Well, I am just so pleased with today's show. I mean, where can we come together with community leaders, heroes, and comedians all in 1 hour, but local talk? And I just loved our program today. And so I think it's Tune In Tuesday, so today is all about Mike Metz, actually. So, Mike, you've got Science Bites today, and as you said earlier in the show, it begins at 4 p.m., but it's for a full hour. So you'll hear part one of a four-part radio drama about astronomy, a drama, ooh, a conversation with Papa Joe. This will be followed by a discussion on the various astronomical topics found in the dramatization. That sounds very dramatic, Mike.
Well, Sam really put something together here, and I just put the pieces. So, yeah, we should have some fun with that.
Yep, so you got to tune in for that on this Tuesday. And then also, you will be on Heart to Heart Messages tonight.
Yeah, people just aren't going to be able to get rid of me today.
That's right. We're going to start our day with Mike Metz, and we're going to end the day with Mike Metz. And we're going to talk all about... We're going to talk all philanthropy.
I was going to say, what a nightmare.
No.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it is. And so we're going to have our guest Gene Cressy on Heart to Heart Messages, followed with the committee of individuals that have been working on Philanthropy Day in Story County. And so just as a little sneak preview also of Heart to Heart Messages, I'm going to do one of the songs. So, to all those beautiful people making this world a wonderful place for others, just like everybody on Local Talk this morning, these lyrics are dedicated to you. Take a look at the world and the state that it's in today. I'm sure you'll agree we all could make it a better way. With our love put together, everybody learn to love each other. And let us try to give a helping hand. This I know and I'm sure that with love, we all could understand. This is our world, can't you see? Everybody wants to live and be free instead of fussing and fighting, cheating but biting, scandalizing and hating. Oh, yeah. So do any of you music aficionados know what song that is? I'm looking at Mike Murphy. The no, no. So you know what? You got to tune in to find out what song that is on Heart to Heart Messages tonight at 8:30 on KHOI. What else can you tune into on Tuesday at KHOI? Well, we've got Don Alana Kitchen. I don't know what they're cooking up today, but you should tune in at noon. Is that right? Yep. And also Community Bookshelf is tonight and Poetry Corner. We got all sorts of programming lined up, so you can just stick with KHOI all the way through and stick with Mike Metz, because he'll appear all through the day. So you can spend your day with Mike Metz, right?
Like a Cheshire cat, I disappear and reappear, sometimes just the smile.
So the other thing I wanted to say is just go back to the beginning of Local Talk. Again, I just want to thank all those who have served our country. And I'll do this heart-to-heart message that is a quote from Ronald Reagan. We remember those who were called upon to give all a person can give. And we remember those who were prepared to make that sacrifice if it were demanded on them in the line of duty, though it never was. Most of all, we remember the devotion and gallantry with which all of them ennobled their nation as they became champions of a noble cause. And so we thank all of our veterans and all the families of veterans who have served their country. So what else is going on, Mike Metz and Mike Murphy and Pat? Well, it's KHOI's campaign, right?
That's correct.
So there's a lot to do to support KHOI, because they can call the studio right now. And guess what? Mike Murphy is going to answer, or he's shaking his head no.
One of us will answer.
One of you will answer at 515-232-0365. And you can tell Mike Metz, Mike Murphy, and Pat, I'm going to make a donation of $60. Just $60 will support KHOI. You can do that, right?
And what happens if a phone is not nearby, Anna? What can our listeners do?
They can go online at khoifm.org and use that donate link. It's a safe, secure way to donate. They can give a basic membership of $60 a year. That's only $5 a month. They can do a household membership where everyone's involved at $100 a year. They could do a friend membership at $250 a year. Or they can become a VIP major donor at $1,000 a year or more.
Oh, that sounds intriguing. I know a number of us here are sustaining members. Can you describe maybe what a sustaining member is for KHOI?
Well, I call those superstar members, because I think sustaining is kind of boring myself. But a sustaining or superstar member is one who makes an automatic payment in monthly installments. So, for example, I can have from my bank, $20 pulled from my bank account every month, and I don't even know it's missing. So it's just like a regular habit. It's just like doing 5 push-ups every day.
Oh,
or 10.
Okay. Anything else to add right now, Anna? Or I might just throw this to Pat's lap for a second.
I definitely throw it to Pat. It's going to be better.
Okay, Pat, you're on.
Well, okay. Let's support KHOI Community Radio. Let's keep the community in this station. We are welcoming all membership at khoifm.org. Find the donate button and become a member.
Thank you,
Mike.
Thank you, Pat. Listeners, you have been tuned in to Local Talk here on KHOI Community Radio. Remember that you can also hear it online later at khoifm.org. There you'll find links to the guests and some information that you heard during the program. KHOI is streaming live online at khoifm.org. Today, a special pre-day for our special day tomorrow in Veterans Observance, we heard from State Senator Herman Kornbach, and also their speaker, Colonel Michael One. Also, we got a little comedy relief from Gavin Jerome. And from the city, we heard some updates from Susan Guiasta and Keith Abrams with the park, the Miracle Park area. This program is engineered by Mike Murphy. Thank you very much, Mike. And it's been produced by Lynn Carey and Ursula Rudenberg. Where did I get that? Sorry, Ursula. Mm-hmm. Ursula Rudenberg. I guess we're all getting tired. I've been your host, Mike Metz. Stay tuned for Headline News and Democracy Now! At 8 a.m., and then it's followed by Morning Masterpieces at 9 a.m. Our theme song, as always, is Backtrackin' by Tom Richards and Al Harris from their CD, The Ballad of Kate Shelley. We need to talk about bridges sometime. Please support KHOI, your community radio station, with your monetary pledge of support. You can do that online by going to khoifm.org and look for the Donate Member button. And I would really encourage folks to go ahead and just whatever you can pledge, we will kindly receive. Every little bit helps. I would also encourage those who can, please become sustaining members, because like Anna said earlier, once you get that set up, it's a great thing. You're doing a great thing. You feel good, and you don't even miss that it's coming out of one of your accounts, but you're doing your part. You're doing your part for your community, KHOI, and Ames, and surrounding areas. So, we're not talking only KHOI Ames, but KHOI Ames, Story City, and our surrounding communities, because this is a community network. Thank you. Please support your radio station, and be kind, respect one another,
and remember, wear your mask, wash your hands, and keep a safe physical distance. Only you can prevent COVID-19 viral spread.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you again on the radio.
Crosby, can I take a minute of your time? When I returned to Central Iowa after a 15-year absence, I was delighted to find that while I'd been gone, a new radio station had taken root, bloomed, and flourished. It has flourished because of volunteers who donate their time, money, and talent. More than 40 volunteers provide engineering and production expertise, host programs, edit content, and manage fundraising events. KHOI is the result of people who care, I'm one of those people. So today I went to khoifm.org and became a sustaining member by donating only $5 a month. Will you join me and other Iowans who believe in community radio? Go to khoifm.org and learn how you can help.
From the first, you were my love, 'cause that's when the old gray now burst. My heart really flew the day you crossed my eye. I hope that we two will never say goodbye. Clouds of gray have silver linings when they reverse. I found your love, and that's when the old gray cloud burst.
Baby, I'm gonna tell you about your loving and your kissing and your hugging and your sweet turtle dove and pretty baby. I won't be satisfied till you play here, come to the bride. Listen to me, baby, and I know me, maybe listen to my story. It's terrifically true. I want to find a way of telling that I really go for you. I hope you believe me, baby, because I certainly do.
This is KHOI 89.1 FM, Story City, Ames, and surrounding areas.